Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive. I'm Brandon Johnson with the Utah Humanities Council with a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history. Now that the elections of November are over, let's take a moment to look back at a time when Utahns voted for what they thought was a viable alternative to the Democrats and Republicans. From 1901 to 1923, more than 100 Utah socialists were elected to public office in places like Cedar City, Murray, Salt Lake, Lehi, and Salina. Utah was just one of 18 states to elect socialists to the legislature. But it was in the little mining town of Eureka that socialists truly came to dominate the political scene. 98 years ago this week, at a public swearing-in ceremony, members of the Socialist Party claimed the Eureka mayor's office and a majority of the seats on the town council. Socialists would remain key players in Eureka politics until the 1920s. The Eureka socialists were not wild-eyed radicals bent on social revolution like some of their opponents wanted to believe. Instead, they proved to be careful reformers, dedicated to clean, honest governing. Not only did Eureka socialists begin paving the town's streets once they took office, but they also built the community's first sewer system, appointed its first dog catcher, and began regular street cleaning and garbage collection programs. They also passed town ordinances that banned gambling and the sale of alcohol on Sundays. Eventually, though, the political power of Utah Socialist Party began to wane. The Eureka Socialists were able to hold out after party members in other parts of the state started to lose ground, but eventually opposition from political opponents, the press, and conservative religious figures overcame even them. Fights within the party also weakened the ability of members to mount successful political campaigns. Yet, the Eureka Socialists and socialists from around the state were able to leave behind a substantial legacy of reform that still benefits Utah citizens. For KCPW's Beehive Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.